This is a gross thing. This person that works in the dental field wants you to do. I think one of you has actually said, yeah, I do that. I've done that before. It's going to gross out the rest of you.
Let's see.
Okay.
Kelly, you've done it before.
Probably.
I'm 99% sure.
Got to do it with my mouth. I've probably done it.
Smell your floss.
Oh, yeah. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
If you've done it, turns out you should.
It's so crazy when I've been cleaning people's teeth for a whole hour and I don't smell periodontal disease, really, until the end when I'm checking my work and I'm flossing and I can smell it really bad. Even through my mask, my face shield, everything. I always tell my patients, like, if you want to be grossed out but you want to feel encouraged to floss, floss your teeth and then smell the floss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I've started doing that. I have one tooth. That if I don't regularly floss and I smell, I go, oh, that's bad breath smell. Like you can smell it. Like it's a spot where things just get trapped. So if I don't floss a lot, I'll go, oh, I got to step up my floss and I'm smelling it again.
Now, Maitland had an idea. She thought if the other four of us were to each floss and then put it in a little dish with a secret label, she could identify whose mouth the floss came from.
Maitland is so disgusting.
I didn't know you could do that, Maitland. That's amazing.
So does anyone have floss?
Not on me. In my car, I do.
Okay.
You do, don't you, Maitland? You always had. You had a tape measure the other day when I was like, anyone have a tape measure?
I do have those like interdental floss ups.
Those little harp things. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I love those. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I got some right here.
You do? Oh, yeah. You got your little travel bag.
I just leave it in here all the time.
Smart.
So I never have to think about it.
Do you use it a lot then, since you always have it with you?
Oh, wow. You
should. Well, I know. I mean, I do when we travel.
Yeah.
But
that's good.
No, I'm not out of my bag. I just do it at home because I have some at home too. But.
You want to know the worst part? I just went to the dentist and got like super deep cleaned in my mouth. And the lady who's doing it, I hate the sound. It'll make me cringe now. The sound of any sort of metal on my teeth. I had to wear the headphones actually that I got from you for forever ago. Free beer. I haven't worn them ever until then. And
because I do the pick scrape.
I was full body shakes when I was in there the first time. The lady's like, we're not going to finish this today or do this at all. I'm gonna bring you back and you're going to bring headphones in. I said, okay, cool. And that bothered me for sure. But the worst part was when at the very end, they all floss, you know, they floss everything. And she's like, yeah, floss every day. It's going to be super helpful, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, and when you floss, I want you to get up in there and I want you to go up into your gums and then I want you to go around your teeth. Mm-hmm. And then she was doing it while
around your teeth.
Like scrape your teeth with the floss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Almost like a shoe shine.
Yeah.
And the way that she went up into my gums.
So you're like in between two of the crevices at the same time going back and forth?
Uh-huh. You got to get up in there. She's like, you should be able to go up into your gums without it being painful.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah. And I said, I don't want to do that. I don't ever want to do that.
Did you say that, or did you do what all of us do? Yeah, no problem. I'm going to do it every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I floss every day.
My teeth are so clean, I could practically whistle through them. It was amazing.
Oh, that's the way. Yeah, I always feel really good if I floss and I don't bleed.
I know. That's how you know you're
going. Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh.
Ready, mate?
Yeah.
No.
Put my sniffer to the test.
Mate's going to puke if we ask her to do that.
I would.
Well, you were looking extraordinarily repulsed at the mere premise of the idea.
As you should.
Yeah, it's gross.